A mass boycott of next month's prestigious Champions Trophy edged a step closer as leading players across the world refused to back down in a row with cricket's authorities over sponsorship rights. India's cricket board tried to buy some time in an attempt to persuade its top players at the centre of a row to put patriotism before their bank balances and take part in tournament in Sri Lanka. Captain Sourav Ganguly, however, failed to respond to the olive branch and won backing from Indian counterpart Nasir Hussain, his rival in an ongoing test series. Ganguly, on the eve of third test against England in Leeds, said that he was reluctant to make a statement.
We got the contract from the ICC, we went through it and we let our boards know what we think about it 4 days before. We knew we had a test match coming up and Headingley up on Thursday. So we put it off our minds and we're concentrating on our game because it's not our job to sort out whatever has been given by the ICC to our board. And I don't think it's fair to challenge anybody or fair to see one side of the story. And the board, the ICC and the players are one unit for this game to go on, and I hope it does go on.
English captain Nasir Hussain, meanwhile, said he backed the Indians as a point of principle, even if he and his side did not earn major personal endorsements.
It doesn't really affect the England team as such at the moment, and we really are just going on the advice from our Professional Cricket Association and also Tim May, who's in charge of really the World Cricket Association. We're just going on their advice as much as possible. It doesn't affect many individuals in our dressing room, but it might do in the future, so it's up to the authorities to sort it out, and we're probably showing a bit of camaraderie with the Indian team, which I know it affects a lot of them. I'd like to be seen it sorted out in the right way. Yeah, I don't think it should again come down to the players at the last minute to being held out to sort it out. I think the authorities, when they sign these contracts up and stuff, should think of players and realise what they've got and what contracts they've got, and not just sign away their rights and think about players at the last. The players should always be there. We're the ones out there, taking the stick and also modelling the game for the future generations. And I think players should be looked after right at the front when all these deals are made.
The Champions Trophy, staged every 2 years, is the only limited overs tournament outside the World Cup which attracts all the 10 test playing nations. The ICC had hoped to announce all the squads taking part by August 12th. Ashima Sharda, ANI.